We're discussing Avelus. We spoke yesterday about Avelus, a Chorban of the Chorban Beis HaMikdash. And here in Shir 58, the Pel Yoitz is going to talk about a topic which I'll refer to it as Saturday night. Saturday night. You know what Saturday night is? That's a rhetorical question, so because we have the recorder going.
Let's see Shabbos.
Okay. Saturday night is not what we have. Saturday night, the Pel Yoyd says, is a party time when there are men and there are women partying together. Non-Jewish songs are taking place. I'm not making this up. I'm telling you, that's exactly what he says over here. That's what he says. This is already now in the 1800s, early 1800s. He's talking about this. And he's saying Saturday night. He doesn't use the word Saturday. He says, I'll tell you what he says in a second. I'll read the words. And he says, we have to have Mitzvah Shabbos. By us, it's Mitzvah Shabbos Kodesh. Look at Shulchan Aruch Siman Shin. You like what's it called? Malav Malka candles. You light two candles. You have Malav Malka Suda. It's a different world. That doesn't mean you can't go do something, but not a Saturday night. Not with songs that arouse taiva, negative desires. Now look at the words. Look what he says here. He's saying we're discussing Churban Beis HaMikdash. And he says, you want to know why there is no Beis HaMikdash? Well, there are averus taking place. There are averus taking place. The same averus that took place back then are taking place now. You're going to see how horrific and evil this is, what some men or women do. Shemizvadim, they gather together, yachad, together, okay? L'smayach v'simchus meireus b'leilei moitzoi Shabbos v'shal leilois. Leilei moitzoi Shabbos is what's called, in this context, Saturday night. And other nights as well, he says, that men and women are gathering together and they're partying. The Prat Belayla Sakhira, if you're more so in the winter nights. Winter nights, what are you gonna do a whole night? Umarbin Bisimcha shel Hevel, and they have more and more simcha of hevel, of vanity. Oichlim, Vishoisim, Umenagnim, Umishirim Shiriagov Mishiriakum. They eat and they drink. I don't think he's referring to drinking seltzer. I think it's other types of drinks. That's just my. He doesn't say it, but I believe that's what he's referring to. Okay. So they eat and they drink and they sing songs that arouse taiva, desire, and songs, agoisha songs. Says the Pelioids, Oy lohem, aholahem, woe is to them. Ki beli suffik. There's no doubt. This they think they're rejoicing, having a great time. It's going to come back to haunt them. Either here in this world, or in the next world. Unless they do tshuva. Unless they realize this is not what a yid should be doing. Partying and dancing, men and women together. Whether it's Saturday night, Saturday morning, Sunday night, Sunday morning, whatever, it's irrelevant. Besides for all of the Yisurim that they're doing with the Moshev Leitzim and incorrect language and the incorrect songs that arouse taiva and desire. And basically what he's talking about is, think about the Goyisha songs. The Goyisha songs is very simple. And let's be blunt and straightforward. It's to arouse taiva desire between men and women. That's what it is. That's exactly what it's about. Every single 98% of them, okay, I didn't take a poll. But that's basically what it's about. Maybe one or two of them have talked about nature. I have no idea. I don't know. Then he brings the Gemara in Soit to Dafim Ches. Dafim is up to Soit to Soon. Dafim Ches. Oizen Hashema Zimro Teyokir, the ear that hears these, Udn Dishama Zimro Teyokir, the ear that hears these types of things should be uprooted. Oid Ba, he brings further, Ki in Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki Kas Lavi of Bank Silo Memorly Yaladtoi, a person's angering Hashem. Angers Hashem. This type of behavior angers Hashem. Ki Yoim HaKosh Baruch Hu Oy Boni Machzorim Kol B'Roma Nishma Nihi B'chi Tamrumrim Rochim Evakol Baneho. HaKosh Baruch Hu says, what's going on? What are you doing? How are you behaving? You are my children. K'doishim Choyoyim Yalu Chaselo. You are my holy children. You're playing like pigs in the mud. You're behaving like chazirim, like pigs that roll in the mud. Your princes, your queens, your kings. How are you behaving? Rochel mevakel banel. Rochel Imenu is crying for her children, for her children. What are you doing? This was taking place at these Saturday night parties. And it's not just Saturday night. This is what the Pelioch is telling us. Let's understand, you know, a person gets an x-ray and it goes to get a CAT scan, all these things, to see something deeper that I can't see. We are now getting a spiritual x-ray. What's taking place when these parties are happening in Shemayim? Rochel mevak al baneho. Hashem mimorim yishog, says the Pasuk in Yirmiyah. Hashem is screaming out from heavens, Mimoin Kodshoi, from his holy place called Mimoin, one of the seven levels where Hashem is. Yitain Koilei, he gives out his voice. Shoig Yishag Al Navehu. He screams out. Malachi Sholim Mar Yivkoyun. And the Malachi Sholim, the Malachim of peace. Shalom Aleichem. The Malachim are crying with tears coming down their face. Whatever face the Malachim have. V'chol tzva maroim, b'maroim, tzadikim v'chasidim, u'meshiach tzidkeinu, boichim. Mashiach is crying. He says, I want to come. You have tzoros. I want to get rid of the tzoros. How many times do we hear stories of a person getting beaten up because he's a Yid? Now, today. Whether it's in Crown Heights, whether it's over here, whether it's over there. How about people getting killed, Rachman Litzon Le'Aleinu? Because they're a Yid. That's it. Mashiach is crying, I want to come. So what's holding it back? Saturday night parties. You got better things to do. And then, of course, we're going to, of course, sit down on the floor on Tisha B'Av. It's Tisha B'Av. Who doesn't sit on the floor? We can't keep looking at our watch. You know, our wrist is sore. You know, people have a sore arm the day after Tisha B'Av. You know that? Because they turn their arms so many times to see what time it is. You want to see, is diving over, how much more time? Says the Pelioites. And that, you know, everybody knows these words are true. Everybody knows it's all true. V'anachnu bo'isei eis niyeh yoshim m'shoirim. So, up there in Shemayim, they're crying bitter tears for the behavior that we're doing. V'anachnu bo'isei eis niyeh yoshim, we're sitting. U'mishayrim, and we're singing away. Sasim u'smeichim u'simchas me'reus, rejoicing with our friends in an incorrect way. Ein ze ki'im roya leiv u'smias einayin. This is the blindness of the eye. Do we realize what's going on? Let us understand what's going on now. Usually the problem is, like when I was in Shir, I remember the Rebbe was saying, I have a message to tell those who are not in Shir. So I can't tell them because they're not here. So I'm telling you to go tell them, right? That's how it works. So I'm sharing with you as well. Usually it's the ones listening to the shir don't have to hear the shir. Oh, it's always good to have chizuk. Always good. We have to mechazik ourselves. Take this shir and send it out to other people and say, you know, maybe this is good for you to hear. So what? Why me? Listen to the shir. Does he think it's applied to you? Now, I don't know who that person is. But if you think the people could benefit from hearing this and appreciating, And they complain about the tsaras that Klai Yisrael have. Let us understand. the tzaras don't come because Hashem is mean. Hashem's not mean. Toiv Hashem lako. Hashem is good to all. V'rachamov al kol ma'asov. His mercy is on everyone. He is a loving father. Unfortunately, we cause a situation that we have to get. We get the patch. We need a patch. Le'aleinu, we shouldn't get the patch. He concludes over here. Omiya isha yorei v'racha leiva v'shomek advarim ha'ele. The person who hears these words, yitena liboy. Yitena liboy. He should really pay attention to these words. He should not go to these type of places of the mingling of the different genders, of the intention to arouse the Yetzirah. Why should we be rejoicing? Rejoice, gather together in the simcha of mitzvah.